Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas and Biak Vashom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Moed Katon Daf Tes. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a story that Am Yisrael, when they did Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash, they had a celebration of 7 days before Sukkot, and those 7 days included Yom Kippur. And during Yom Kippur, they did not fast. They ate and drank and had a simcha during Yom Kippur. The Gemara says they must have had it because there's no way of doing a simcha without eating and drinking. The Gemara continues and says that Am Yisrael were worried that maybe they'll be punished for it. Until came out of Baskel and says that everybody is muzman to Chayei Olam Haba, that they don't have an oven over here. And later the Gemara says that within the Baskel is also an announcement that David HaMelech also had Mechilo on the Aveira with Bathsheba. The Chasam Sofer in the Haftarah of Parshas Pekudei brings a few questions on these Gemara. Some of the questions are mentioned by other Mefarshim. One of them is, what exactly happened with Am Yisrael? That Gemara says that Am Yisrael had a Kal V'Chomer, that they may eat during the Simchas Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara was said that they're not so sure that maybe the Kal V'Chomer was not 100%. So, Mikor Ma'ikasover, Ulubasov Ma'ikasover. What changed when Am Yisrael decided to eat and decide not to eat? Furthermore, why is the Baskel include Dovid HaMelech together with Am Yisrael? What's the connection to this whole story? So the Chasavir says a pshat, and it fits with many other things that are brought in the sugya. Chasavir explains that Am Yisrael knew that in the time of Simchas Beis HaMikdash, one does not have to fast on Yom Kippur. And the reason is because when you have a real Simchas Shemitzah, Simchas Shemitzah which is 100% pure, so then eating and drinking is like bringing a carbon. Eating and drinking is like fasting, is equivalent to fasting. So whatever the fasting accomplishes in Yom Kippur, the eating and drinking at time of a simcha shel mitzvah accomplishes as well. So Am Yisrael knew for a fact that there is no issue for them to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. Just to add to this, the Meshech Chochma learns in Psukim that the fact that the Psukim of Yom Kippurim is brought twice in Al Du Melacha, but it says only once that you have an Isra prohibition of eating. Says the Meshech Chochma, why? Because Melacha is always also, regardless of the year, regardless of the event. But eating, it's only when you're not building Beis HaMikdash. When you're building Beis HaMikdash, then you don't have a prohibition of eating. That's why eating is mentioned only once, and melacha is mentioned twice. And another place the Meshchacha brings in the Pasuk, B'yom Simchaschem, says the simple explanation is that in the time of Simcha, you have to have Simcha, and you do not have to fast that day. It's a Feirush Pasuk in Bamidbar. So you mainly, with Am Yisrael knew that when you have a Simcha Beis HaMikdash, you do not have to fast on Yom Kippur. But, says the Chasam Sofer, they were not sure if they did that with the right kavana, if they were 100% pure doing that kavana. Bishlamo the skenim, bishlamo the gdoy leador. So then when they're eating in the time of Sichah Beis HaMikdash, they have the proper kavana, the proper mindset to eat in order to do a full carbon. But the rest of them, they're not sure about that. So Am Yisrael had a kal v'chomer to tell me that they don't have to fast on Yom Kippur. But they were still doyik because they're not sure if everybody did it properly. Came a Baskel and told them they all were invited to Olam Haba because they all did it properly. They all did it correctly. It was the right way of doing it. They ate on Yom Kippur, and that achilo was the highest level of achilo. This brought a taina against David HaMelech, because if Am Yisrael, all Am Yisrael, the simplest Jews, were able in Yom Kippur to be able to elevate themselves to such a place that even when they're eating and drinking, that's a gedusha. So how can David HaMelech be nichshal in the avoin of Bathsheba? There was a taina against David HaMelech even stronger than it was before. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's why right now, right here, comes the Baskel that says that David HaMelech has a full mechila. And we just add to this what we mentioned in Yuma and the name of the Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen says on the Gemara that David HaMelech hikim ulo shel tshuva. David HaMelech brought the yoke of tshuva. Why David HaMelech did tshuva more than anybody else? Many people before him did tshuva. Says the Goyen, the first one, and only one that we know, that his tshuva was accepted to an effect that it completely erased his Aveira, is only David HaMelech. Other Marisha did tshuva, but he still has a Gzeiras Misa, he still has to die. David HaMelech did tshuva, and the announcement that happened over here, when Shlomo HaMelech brought the Aron to Kodesh Kadoshim, was that David HaMelech's Aveira is completely, completely nimcha. And after this, what the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, that David HaMelech should not really be nichshal. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibyochol caused him to fall is to show people what tshuva can do. So David the Melech's Aveira has a cheshbon to it. He's not just did an Aveira. David the Melech is at such a high level. And his tshuva is so strong that for him, really, he has no oven at all. So he's compared to Amisol in the time of Yom Kippur. That everything was done for the proper reason, for the proper way. Everything here is considered to be no Aveira. David the Melech is compared to Amisol. This is the Pshat HaChas HaSefer in our sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shoah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshoah@gmail.com.